Hello. Here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, August 28th. Advocates and service providers for veterans and the homeless are facing three critical realities in Montrose. First, on August 16th, Christ's Kitchen served its last meal. The charity kitchen began serving hot lunches 15 years ago. They served low-income residents, homeless people, veterans, senior citizens, and those just looking to socialize. The owners of the kitchen's building did not renew their lease, and the kitchen had to close. Second, on August 7th, the Montrose Board of Trustees voted to deny the rezoning application for a property at 931 North Park Avenue in Montrose. Members of Lighthouse Ministry and Shepherd's Hand had requested the rezoning with the intention of building a new shelter for the homeless. After trustees unanimously denied the motion, the search for an in-town homeless shelter will continue. And third, unless the Warriors Rest raises $30,000 by the end of this month, the group home for veterans will have to close its doors. Warriors Rest, a vintage home at 137 North Cascade in Montrose, has provided beds and a family atmosphere for veterans for the last several years. There are 10 beds for veterans who are down on their luck and are looking to get their lives back on track. Warriors Rest provides everything from regular meals to social events for the veterans. The only requirements for residency are that the veteran be sober and working to better his life. But now the homeowner wishes to sell the building and has given Warriors Rest till the end of August to come up with a $30,000 down payment to purchase the building. KVNF News spoke with Warriors Rest director Eric Goff to get the details.
Well, the situation with that is the owner of the house has decided that he needs to sell, and he needs to sell now. We've been renting from him for 8 years, 9 years, whatever it is. And the last 7 years, we've paid all our bills on time. We have a pay it forward program, so we're covered there. The way the pay it forward program works, of course, is the guys that get been here for a while, they get a job, they get on their feet, they have program fees. Well, their program fees help us to take care of that new guy that just walked in the house that has nothing. So yeah, we've had a problem. We have to raise $30,000 by the 31st of August this year.
For more information, go to thewarriorsrest.org or the Warriors Rest Facebook page. And please stay tuned to KVNF next Tuesday at 6 p.m. for a local motion program focusing on homeless issues in Montrose. That's Local Motion at 6 p.m. on September 3rd. And now with news from Colorado Parks and Wildlife. A bear injured a 71-year-old man inside his home Monday evening after entering through a screen door and swiping the man multiple times with its claws when the two had a surprise encounter in his kitchen. According to a press release, the incident occurred in Pine, Colorado, off of Highway 285 in Jefferson County. The man was downstairs watching TV with his wife when he heard noises coming from upstairs. After going up the stairs and turning a corner into his kitchen, he was face to face with a bear. The man and the sow then engaged in what was described as a boxing match, as the man tried to fend off this sow bear that attacked after the surprise run-in. His wife rushed upstairs and hit the bear multiple times with a baseball bat, causing the bear to run away outside of the home. A cub was found inside the home with the sow and ran away with its mother after the encounter. The man received a number of lacerations to his face, chest, and both arms. He was treated at the scene, but was not taken to a hospital. The attack occurred around 8:45 p.m. Colorado Parks and Wildlife officers searched the area until approximately midnight. The search resumed at 5:30 a.m. yesterday when a dog team from the United States Department of Agriculture Wildlife Services arrived to aid in the effort to find the attacking bear. It was the same dog team that assisted last week with a mountain lion attack in Bailey. By 5:50 a.m. on Tuesday, the dog team had located a bear in the immediate area, and over the course of the next hour, the dogs, parks and wildlife officers, and the officials from the USDA tracked the bear. The bear was euthanized shortly before 7 a.m., roughly 900 yards from the home where the attack occurred. The cub has not been located. DNA samples will be sent to the University of Wyoming Forensics Lab for analysis to confirm if this is the bear from the attack. Parks and Wildlife policy states that when a bear attacks a human resulting in injury, that bear must be euthanized. Wildlife officers continue to monitor the area. And now, here's an update from the Denver Post. Firefighters continued to battle the Shawnee Peak fire Tuesday morning near Kenosha Pass. Fire behavior was limited due to higher humidity overnight. The fire remained at 40 acres and 0% containment as of Tuesday morning. Five trailheads leading to the Lost Creek Wilderness have been closed, according to the Forest Service. And fire crews will assess homes for fire risk in the Shawnee community. Crews on Monday night used bucket drops via helicopter to slow the fire growth. The area of the fire is steep and difficult to access. The fire, about 60 miles southwest of Denver, was first reported about 3:15 p.m. Monday afternoon. And finally today, from the Montrose Daily Press, a fatal neurological disease has been cropping up in area deer populations. Chronic wasting disease affects deer and related species. It is caused by a prion, or non-living protein, and there is no cure. The disease is similar to mad cow disease and to scrapie disease in domestic sheep. Although present in the state for some time, its appearance in the Montrose area is relatively recent. Colorado Parks and Wildlife issued its Chronic Wasting Disease Response Plan in December of last year. The document notes that eradication is not possible with existing management tools, so the focus is to keep disease prevalence at low levels. And that was your KVNF Regional Newscast for Wednesday, August 28th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.